Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. What a wonderful day it is. Second day of July, July 2nd. First and foremost, I just want to thank everyone. We've had some scheduling challenges and we've had to repeat our Convoy of Hope message, but that is a message worth repeating. Amen. Amen. I just want to give a shout out to all of our brothers and sisters, wherever you may be, and behind the walls, on this side of the wall, or on the other side of the wall. Just mahalo for tuning in tonight. And you know what? It is such a wonderful praise report that I am able to deliver for Free Inside Prison Ministry from our old Triple C team last night. They were able to go into Modules 3, Modules 4, and Module 8. Over 104 women heard the word of the Lord last night. Can somebody give me an amen? Hallelujah. Combined with what we were able to accomplish on Saturday, you know, the Lord is opening so many doors, and those that are incarcerated are just yearning. They're hungry to hear the good news of the gospel. So a big shout out to our team that was there last night. And we want to give a shout out to Pastor Scott, being up at Friday Chapel, steady as can be. And Saturday was just a wonderful day. Even in Annex 1, the men came out. You know, it's not about the numbers, you know, and I always want to stress that, but it's not the people that come, it's when they leave if their lives are changed. But, you know, Lynn and I were unable to go into the facilities on Saturday. We're out in Kailua performing a wedding for Mr. and Mrs. Chad Morales. Big shout out and big, big mahalo to Mommy out in Big Island, Marlene Sauer Freitas, reaching out to me. Love you guys. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of that very special day for your family. And I also want to let Wayava boys up in Module 10 Cash Box program. Looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow night. Now, to our brothers down in FDC, especially 6A and 6B, hope to see you this coming Sunday. To our beloved that is up at WCCC, with Thursday being a holiday, I'm pretty sure we are not going to be able to get in because of a holiday. Normally, they don't let us in the facilities when it is a holiday. But I'm going to check tomorrow, see what the chaplain and the LT say out there. But, you know, wherever you're at, I just want to give a shout out to you for those that are listening. And we want to thank you. Free Inside is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and the words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in Halava, Wayava, OCCC, FDC, and in the Women's Correctional Facility in Kailua. We also minister to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, and we'll be heading there in October. Hallelujah. Can't wait to see you. We just want to thank you all for tuning in. Feel free to check out our website, www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our broadcast programs listed in a podcast format for your listening enjoyment. Also, we have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for those of you surfing the social media wave, please look and like our Free Inside Ministry Facebook page. At the last check, my bride told me that we're in about 22 countries with about 17 or 18 languages. The hands of the Lord are reaching farther and farther through technology today. As you know, our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. And this is what we bring to each and every one of you from our Lord and Savior. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future." That's in Jeremiah 29:11. But it does go on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." You know, I just want to give a big shout out to Honolulu Ford and Mark Benson and his team. You know, proud sponsors of this program, letting us reach the thousands that are out there. Mahalo once again to Mark Benson and Honolulu Ford for all their kakua in making this dream a reality. You know, in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 7:14, it is written, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Amen. Amen. You know, the world that we live in is filled with so many challenges. You know, there's challenges no matter what you do, what your occupation, what your activity. We all have challenges. We all have issues. And a lot of times we look in the mirror and it's a question of our faith. Being a man of God and a minister of the word, sometimes I look at my faith also. And I see other people who I feel have faith 1,000 times greater than mine. And I say, Lord, give me that faith. Lord, give me that countenance. Give me that commitment. Give me that fervor that I see in that person. And that's not out of covetousness. That's out of just a want or just a need to be closer to our Lord. Today's message is three types of faith. And I'm not sure where you're at in your walk, but I think this might be applicable, might apply. And I'll be bouncing around throughout the verses that we have, and I'll be in the Jesus book here and there. But you see, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it talks of faith. In verses 1 through 3, and this is a very famous passage, and I'll be sharing it from the Jesus book, just so we get that something to enjoy. Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1 through 3. "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible." Now in the Jesus book, in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3, "Now when we trust God, that means we stay sure about the stuff we stay waiting for. When we trust God, we know that God gonna do that stuff bombay, no matter we no see him right now. The people from before time, they wouldn't trust God no matter they no see him. And that's why God would say they're good people. When us guys trust God, then we're going to understand that God only when say the thing, and that's how he would make the world, the sky and everything. He never make what we see from the other things we see." Amen. You know, in the Webster's Dictionary, faith is defined as is confidence or trust in a person or thing, a deity, or in the doctrines or teachings of a religion. It is also belief that is not based on proof. Many times we'll hear that phrase, "just have faith, it will work out." And that's used by many people to encourage and comfort someone facing serious problems or a stressful situation. But what is faith and how do we apply it? As I said earlier, I feel there are three types of faith, and I'm going to get into that. But I'd like to give you some examples. What is faith? You know, in the New Testament, in the book of Matthew, in chapter 9, verse 27 to 30, this is an example of faith that's found in the New Testament, where the two blind men came to Jesus and asked him to heal them. Jesus first asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" Their reply was, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be you." And their eyes were opened. In the Jesus book, I love going to the Jesus book because I can. In the Jesus book, in chapter 9, verse 27 to 30, in the book of Matthew, under Jesus make two blind guys see, Jesus went go far away from there. Had two blind guys go behind Jesus yelling, "Hey, you, they call you the guy that from King David Ohana. Make pity on us. Give us chance." When Jesus go inside his house, the blind guys go inside there too. And Jesus tell them, "For real kind, you guys trust me that I can make you guys see?" They go tell him, "Yeah, mister." Then he go touch their eyes and go say, the way you guys trust me, that's how it gonna be. Right then and there, they went see. Then Jesus tell them straight, you guys better not tell nobody nothing about this. But they went go all over the place and tell everybody. Amen. You gotta love that. Just like kids, they don't listen. For those of you tuning in, this is Free Inside Ministry on 99.5 FM, The Word. We're on Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 p.m. My name is Brother Bula. I'm with First Assembly of God, Free Inside Prison Ministry. Just want to welcome you for tuning in. We're talking about faith tonight. The three types of faith that are out there. I just gave the example about the New Testament faith of Jesus healing the two blind men. You see, their faith and assurance that Jesus could heal them, that he could give them sight, was their reality. It's what they had hoped for. It also gave them evidence or trust that that's what they needed to receive, that what they asked for. See, they were believing in it before they even asked for it. They believe, that is, they had faith in advance that it would be done. You see, in the Old Testament, there was an example of faith. This is a great example of Daniel and his three friends who refused to bow down to King Nebuchadnezzar's image of gold. Those who refused to bow to the image were threatened with being thrown into a fiery pit while still alive. The three young Jewish men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, refused to bow to the image and told King Nebuchadnezzar, if that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. That's found in the Old Testament in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. See, they did not know in advance how far God would deliver them from the fiery furnace, whether at that time by saving their physical lives or later in the resurrection. Their faith or trust was the substance of what they had hoped for, and it was the evidence of that which was not yet seen or received. Their faith or trust was built on serving God and obeying his commandments. They believed God would deliver them because they obeyed his commandments and did not bow down to worship any other gods. You see, my beloved, there are three types of faith that I feel that we have as believers, and I'm sure each and every one of us have come by someone or maybe even experience one of these three types of faith at some time during our life and during our walk with our Lord Jesus Christ in our personal relationship. The most common faith is the intellectual faith. You know, the people that have intellectual faith, they talk about it. They research about faith. They discuss it in groups. And they say they believe, but they do nothing with their faith. All you have to do is look at their life. Is there a change? Is there evidence? Is there fruitfulness in their life of their faith? Some call it a talking faith. See, it's a talking faith because it gives verbal and mental explanations. See, a talking faith will not bring transformation. It is a dead faith because it has no action. Some of us might say that kind is all show, no go. You know that kind of guys, they get all kind of ideas, they get all kind of trips, they get all kind of suggestions, how to do this better, how to do that better, how to make everything work easier. But it's all talk, it's all waha, because when push comes to shove, hello, they're playing hide-and-go-seek. Where you went, Mary? Can't even find you. The lifestyle hasn't changed. See, verbal faith does not serve. It does not save. Therefore, there is no gain in the kingdom. Now, some of us might have experienced emotional faith. And this is found in the Bible. When demons tremble, even demons tremble. This is the faith that understands. They know about it. They feel about it. But yet they too do nothing about it. Even the demons fall at the feet of Jesus and say, I know who you are. But there's no change in their life. They continue to be demons. Some of us are like that also. No, I'm not saying we're demons. Well, I won't go there. But some of us, we know who Jesus is. We know what Jesus has does. We understand, we know, we feel, but our lives don't change. You know, people in church like that, they're touched, they're moved, they understand, but where's the change in their lifestyle? You know, some of them will leave. You might come across, or you might have heard of, you know, they leave the same way they walked in. They're not changed. There's no retraction. There's no conviction. There's no repentance. You know, those are the people that come up to the pastor and say, oh, Pastor, love the message, Pastor. Just a wonderful message today, Pastor. Or, oh, Pastor, I felt that today. Oh, the power. I felt that today. Or they'll come and say, my, that was just a powerful, powerful word today, Pastor. Just a powerful word. But their lives don't change. Like I said, all lip service. You've heard those people come up and they want to make a beeline to the pastor after the service. Love the message, Pastor. Oh, Pastor, oh, you hit it out of the park. Oh, man, you hit all the key points. Oh, that went to Jesus and back. Oh, my heaven, rejoice. What a message. Yet they're still partying come Monday night. They're still drinking and drugging come Tuesday. They're still beating up their kids and their wife come Wednesday. By Thursday, it's time to hit the pipe again. See, they can put on the show, but like I said, all show, no go. So we've had the intellectual faith. Many of us will either come across that or be a part of that sometime in our lives. And then the emotional faith. But this faith I'm going to speak about next is the faith that our Lord wants. It is the faith our Heavenly Father needs. Is the faith that Papa in heaven wants to see. It's called a dynamic faith. Because when you have a dynamic faith, you know the Word of God, you do the work of the Lord, because your faith touches your very core of your existence. Your faith touches your very will. Your faith is the one drive that gets you going. Your faith is what pushes you when you're tired. Your faith is what makes you keep going when you can't go any farther. Your faith combined with your passion makes you try harder and worry less. Amen. Can I get somebody alive tonight? Hallelujah. It's not about the intellectual faith. It's not about the emotional faith. This is the dynamic faith. This is compassion in action. You know, a great example of that is in the prodigal son, where he hits that pivotal point when he says, I will arise and go to my father. It says in many of the versions, when he came to his senses. In the Jesus book, it says, how come? You know, a lot of us have that point in our life. We have that turning axis. We have that juxtaposition, you know, where we've come, maybe not to the end of the road or the end of our rope, but we've come to the fork in the road. Amen? And I'm not talking buffet. So Brother Shane, Brother Jane, don't get excited. I said fork, because that doesn't mean the spoon and knife coming. That's just the fork in the road. We come at a point where we have to make a decision. You see, and the prodigal son had come to a point where it was a low point in his life. Can I get an amen? He was at a point in his life where things were not looking good. He was at a point in his life when everything had turned upside down. He was at a point in his life when the only way to go was up, because he had fallen so far. That's when the rubber hits the road. That's when the pedal hits the metal. That's when you realize, when all your resources are gone, you realize who your source is. Just look up. You see, that's the dynamic faith. That's the faith that's going to push you, because you're going to believe in what you have not seen and is unseen, but you're going to believe by faith and by works that it will take place. See, that's what's going to make you go farther. That's like what I said. It's going to make you try harder and worry less. A lot of us worry much and try less. You see, we've got to turn that around, because if you have faith that is only emotional, you have nothing. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God, we have to mix faith and let it touch your soul. In Hebrews 4:2, it says it quite well. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. You see, faith without works is dead. The apostle James wrote it in his epistle about what he called dead faith. Dead faith is when one believes in God but does not obey his commandments. Amen? We might know somebody like that. You might have someone close to you. You might have a loved one like that. You might have a neighbor like that, a coworker like that. Oh, they believe in God. But, you know, they're not obeying the Ten Commandments. They're not even trying. Oh, but they know God. They believe in God. That's a pretty sad state of affairs. James wrote in the book of James, chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, "You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?" Why do the demons tremble, Brother Bula? Because the demons know the end of the story. The demons know what happens every time. The demons know they will never win. The demons know that they and the devil, they and Satan, they and the enemy are losers. They have a big L across their head. There is no V as an opportunity or a chance in their lives. They will lose to the day they die. They are losers, losers, losers. And if you're consistently a loser, you know what? You develop an attitude. You develop an attitude of a loser. What is the attitude of a loser? The attitude of a loser is a cheap shot artist. An attitude of a loser is someone on the football field is getting pounded and he's going to take out your knee on a crackback. The attitude of a loser on the football field is somebody's going to take a cheap shot to hurt you. That's the attitude of a loser. They know they can't win, so they're going to hurt you. See, the devil knows, my brothers and my sisters, the devil knows that he can't beat you, but he's going to hurt you. He's going to try to hurt you. He can't stop you because the power of Christ is too great, is in you. He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. The devil's a cheap shot artist. The devil's a loser. He's going to cheat. He's going to try and hurt you, but he can't take you out because God is greater than the devil. God is greater than all. God is the creator of all living things. See, but that's the devil. He's just going to be like an irritant. He wants to get you upset. He wants to get you upset at the way things are around you. He wants you not to look at the unseen. The devil's trying to get you to look at what is in front of you. The devil wants you to take a look at the bills that are piling up. The devil wants you to take a look at the people calling you, trying to collect money. The devil's trying to make you look at the doors that are being slammed in your face when you try to get work, when you just got out of prison. The devil wants you to concentrate that your kids are staying out late. The devil wants you to concentrate that everything is going upside down. The devil wants you to concentrate on that. But the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus Christ, believe not in the seen, but in the unseen. Because as James wrote, you believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe, but they tremble. See, God gives faith to those who seek it. Hallelujah. Faith is increased by drawing closer to God through prayer and the study of his word, the Bible. Paul told the Philippians to be anxious for nothing. Don't worry, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. That's in Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7. You see, they believed God's word, and they obeyed his commandments. And as they listened and followed Paul's instruction on giving their cares to God and believing prayer, their faith was increased. Amen. You see, sometimes we just got to pray our way through it. We just got to push our way through it. You know, someone told me that push stands for pray until something happens. A lot of times we give up praying too early. We stop from getting our breakthrough because we're getting broken. Well, you know what? When you're getting broken, that means the Lord is close by to heal you. God is into broken people. God is into sick people. God did not come to the world for perfect people. You find most of the perfect people in churches on Sunday looking at you. But I gave up religion a long time ago, my brothers and sisters, so that I could have a relationship with Jesus Christ. God made man and man made religion. It hasn't been the same since. You see, when you ask me what is faith, faith is trust. Faith is assurance and confidence that God Almighty and Jesus Christ. Living by faith is not just believing that God exists. It's demonstrated by your service. It's demonstrated by your obedience to his commandments. God is going to increase our faith if we fervently pray and ask him for it and seek and draw closer to him in prayer and the reading of his word. Dead faith, emotional faith, or dynamic faith. Those are three faiths that are out there. I believe everyone would love a dynamic faith. I believe everyone wants to live a dynamic life. I believe everyone would like the touch of the Lord upon their life, but it comes with some requirements. It comes with some requirements. We have to be able to listen to the word of the Lord. We have to get into the word of the Lord. We have to pray fervently. You know, I'd like to be like Abraham and his faith. How much faith did he have? God wants us all to have a dynamic faith and a faith that knows the word of God and does the word of God. Not only be hearers of the word of the Lord, be doers of the word. My brothers and my sisters, We have to activate our faith to activate our miracles. We have to activate our faith to activate our blessings. We have to activate, just like the Holy Spirit, we have to activate our faith to activate our miracles. How many of you out there need a miracle today? Amen. Activate your faith. How many of you need a blessing today? Then activate your faith. You see, faith without works is dead. We don't want to have the intellectual. We don't want to have the emotional. We want the dynamic faith. We want the faith that changes our lives. We want the faith that changes lives of those that are around us. We want the faith that would be an example through our works and through our acts and through the way we talk. And everything that we do is a reflection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Because we see, when we become more Christ-like, we will not be in crisis. Because when we are Christ-like, we will have the peace that surpasses all understanding. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Because when you have that peace, that doesn't mean your world is peachy keen and it's all perfect. No, when you have that peace, you can weather through the storm. When you have that peace, Jesus is pulling your 12-foot dinghy boat through the 18-foot seas 2 miles off the buoys at Waianae Harbor. He's pulling that boat to safe harbor. He didn't say you're not going to go through the storm. He said, I'm going to pull you through the storm. You're still going to go through the storm. As compared to the non-believers, they don't have much hope. They don't have much to look for because they're bouncing around in their 12-foot dinghy and 18-foot seas, and nobody, I said nobody, is pulling their boat. They're bouncing to and fro, here and there, up and down, sideways, everywhere, because they're getting tossed by the waves. There's a difference when someone's pulling your boat. There's a difference when someone's in your corner. There's a difference when somebody's backing you up. When you got Jesus Christ, the creator of all living things, the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher, the beginning and the end, my bright and shining morning star. When you've got him in your corner, when you've got that dynamic faith that draws you closer to Abba Father, you know he's Jehovah Jireh. You know he's going to provide for you. You know he's going to pull you close. But you got to have some effort. You got to show him how much faith do you have. You're going to believe in the things unseen, or you're going to believe in the things that are seen. That's the faith that he is looking for from us, each and every one of us. You know, we just have to increase our faith. How do we do that, Brother Bula? Pray. Pray. Read the word. Talk story with Father up there. Say, hey, Abba Father, had a rough day. Need your help. We love you. We miss you. We'll see you tomorrow night. God bless each and every one of you. Get some rest tonight. Know that Jesus loves you. Three words.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bula Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bula at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.